You're listening to the audio production of The Secret Garden Devotional, a chapter-by-chapter companion to the beloved classic by Rachel Dodge, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Barber Publishing and is read by the author. To my dear family for their love and support, and for my grandmother, Dolores Beckman, who gave me my first copy of The Secret Garden and inspired me to become an author like her. It was the sweetest, most mysterious-looking place anyone could imagine. Frances Hodgson Burnett, The Secret Garden. A Secret Garden Welcome. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. My grandmother mailed a beautifully illustrated edition of The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett to me when I was in the fourth grade. Inside, she wrote these words, "Welcome to the sweetest, most mysterious-looking place anyone could imagine." As I read the first few pages, I fell in love immediately. That was the first day of a lifetime of wonderful memories in the garden and through the long corridors and winding passages of Misselthwaite Manor. The Secret Garden is a novel I read on repeat as I was growing up, and I still keep coming back to it as an adult. I love to lose myself in the magic and mystery of that hidden garden, a place where I can slip away, quiet my heart, and find peace. It reminds me that healing, restoration, and new life are always possible, no matter how trying the circumstances or how difficult the situation. In a profusion of aching sweetness, The Secret Garden also bursts with themes and motifs that can teach us deep spiritual truths when we look at them through the lens of faith. Like the garden itself, our hearts must be carefully tended and cultivated. When we neglect the care and keeping of our souls, metaphorical weeds choke out new growth and thorny branches go unpruned. Seeds of bitterness take root, the soil of our hearts becomes hard, and life falls into a state of disrepair. In contrast, our lives bloom when we consistently sow to the Spirit. If we think of God as a wise and gentle gardener, we see how He faithfully tends to our hearts and carefully pulls up weeds, trims away tangles, and prunes back dry branches. As we invite Him into our everyday moments, He clears space for tender shoots of hope and joy to take root. He waters and fertilizes the places that are wilting and undernourished. He revives and replenishes our dry spots and causes them to flourish and bear fruit. The Secret Garden also offers meaningful symbols we can examine from a biblical perspective. There is a robin who showed the way, a door that leads into the garden, and a key that unlocks the door. Mary Lennox's continual search for the way into the garden reminds us to seek after God with all our heart. The buried key and the hidden door to the garden are reminiscent of the steps of faith we take on the road to knowing Christ, the way, the truth, the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. There is one door that leads to the remission of sins and eternal life with God. The key to that door is faith in Jesus Christ. Mary's fictional story also provides rare insights into God's faithfulness in every season. There is an ebb and flow in the different stages of life, and a season for everything under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. There are summer seasons of harvest and bounty, autumn months of pruning and planting, and winter seasons of digging and waiting. Best of all, The Secret Garden reminds us that spring is coming. No matter how dry or barren things might look, our lives can and will blossom again under the gentle care of our Lord. He can bring order out of chaos, restore that which was lost, and cause His people to flourish, even after a long winter season. He plants seeds of revival, bringing to life things that look dead. By His power, our lives and relationships can burst into full and glorious bloom once more because Jesus is in the business of making all things new. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. Are you in need of personal revival? Have you experienced a long winter season or an extended drought? The Secret Garden Devotional is designed to fill you to overflowing with the faith, hope, and courage you need to thrive in your daily walk with Jesus. God is ready and waiting to meet with you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?